from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
I said, why should the devil have all the good music? Yeah.
Ow.
Why should the devil have all the good music?
I don't know. I don't think the devil should have all the good music.
So I hear that Pistol Pete and point number three of his letter is we're getting back to Pistol Pete's letter.
Yeah.
As we covered point one and point two. And you know what? Point one and point two is like kind of like they say down in Texas. It's like a steer. There's a point here. And a point there with a lot of bull in between.
That's I never heard that. Yeah. I've been in Amarillo four times.
That's a good one. Well, anyway, we're in point number three. And if something Pistol Pete don't like about our show, what's the third thing?
As hard to believe as this is, I'm looking for it right. Oh, here it is. The third bone I have to pick. Sheridan, just look the other way, will you? The third. No. Okay, here we go. I'm quoting from Pistol Pete's letter.
Yeah.
The third bone I have to pick is your selection of background music.
Nice.
I have heard that any music with a beat of more than 120 beats per minute tends to jam one's reasoning powers and switches them to emotions or feelings mode.
Organs have never done that.
No, yeah, we'll get to that for sure. If it feels right or seems right to you, do it. Now, folks, I'm going to play our close here. I'd like you to listen to this now. It's no longer the bumper music in and out. We're going to play this and analyze it. I want to know if you feel, because this has been studied. I've sent this to a lab yesterday to have it studied, and it is 121 beats a minute, so it goes right over the line.
All right, let's hear it.
Of what is supposed to produce in you, is supposed to pretty much disengage your mind, and it's going to switch you over from, intellectualism to emotionalism.
Let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here it goes. This is just for strictly scientific purposes.
Huh.
What do you think? How are you feeling? I mean, are you able to... I'm going to ask you a question. Quote John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have aeonian life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me do one more for you. Yes. Must have been luck. Quote 1 Corinthians 15:21.
As in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, but each man in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, thereafter those who are Christ in his presence, then cometh the end.
Let me see your eyes.
Yes.
Take your glasses off. I'm going to see if you're crying. Right? No.
Yeah.
Let me see your hands.
Hands.
They're steady.
No sweat on the palms.
No sweat, no shaking, no crying.
No.
I hate that, but lift up your arm and see if you're sweat. Oh, you're completely dry.
Dry.
And you answer scripture questions while that song was playing.
Wow.
And it's registered at 121 beats a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I was smarter when the music was playing.
You might have. They say.
Maybe I'm like Elisha.
How so?
You know, every time somebody ticks him off, gets in his presence, he has to have a minstrel come and play to ease him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that was Saul, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, Elijah did that? Saul had David come play the harp.
Yeah, well, but so did Elisha.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know, it's kind of like coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee is supposed to be a big sin. You're not supposed to drink it. It's evil.
Yeah.
Some sects of Christianity won't drink it, and yet it's been proven to stimulate your brain cells. You know, many people have written us about our theme song, and they love it. I mean, across the board.
Yeah.
This is the first guy that has ever liked our theme song.
Well, listen, after you saw his mind work in the first two objections, you're not surprised at this, are you?
Yeah, no, not really.
I wonder what he thinks about organ music or church music, where you repeat a chorus 50 times, raise your hands, close your eyes. I'm sure that I'm sure that stimulates biblical thinking.
Oh, yeah. When you play that slow organ music and
when
say...
When they're holding their hands up, closing their eyes, oh, I love
there is
you.
There's someone out there who needs God.
I love you,
you need
Lord.
God, and
I
God knows who you are.
I love
God
you, Lord.
May God come to you right
I
now and bring you,
Lord.
To the front
I
of the altar.
The lyrics,
come and
I'm
confess
not smart
your
to write anything
sins.
Better.
Lay down on the
you,
altar
Lord.
And
I
save
you,
yourself
Lord.
From eternal damnation.
Oh,
come down now
your faith
or burn.
My music.
In the fires of hell.
That was like a church
that
service
was, that
right
was,
there.
And what you were doing right there, I instinctively know that was 80 beats a minute. Well
nice.
Under the threshold.
Yeah.
And you were well under the threshold. And yet people were coming to the altar, flinging themselves down, crying, God, please forgive me, even though he's already justified them. They're saying stupid things like, please, Jesus, forgive me for my sins, as if he's never done that yet. What did he do on the cross? What is it about organ? I have a study that music under 120 beats a minute, organ music, makes people stupid. It makes people believe in eternal torment, makes people believe in free will,
and makes them,
people self-righteous, makes people think that homosexuals are going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it, Sheridan, have you ever wondered this? You got these straight-laced religious organizations like the Amish or the Mennonites.
Mm-hmm.
They wear black. They can't put rubber tires on their tractor wheels. And do they have truth? God has hidden the truth from them. They believe that they're still in the Ten Commandments.
Because
they are self-righteous hypocrites.
All soulish religion.
And then you take guys like you and me, who we go to lunch, we turn on the radio, we have fun, we sing. We dance, we have a good, and yet God in his grace has granted us with truth. And this is consistent. This is consistent. It is so weird. The so-called music, what's wrong with Good Vibrations? Can you somebody tell me what's wrong with the Beach
Boys, like the Beach
Good
Boys.
Vibrations?
I don't like the Beach Boys.
But you have to admit that song was different. It was
like
different than their standard beach fare. I mean, it wasn't that.
I just don't like it.
It was like, boom. You know what I mean? It was different. It makes me happy when I hear it.
Yeah.
Sure, I jam.
Yeah.
But I don't forget who I am in Christ. And it's just so strange that these people he named earlier, the Jesuits and the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
These sad people who ring the bell and want you to throw
if you ever
want
to read a story about the Salvation Army, I don't agree with all his teaching, obviously, but Harry Ironside wrote a book called Holiness, the False and the Truth. Now, Harry Ironside was the pastor of Moody Memorial Church back in the, from like, 1930 to 48, I believe, was his tenure there. And he wrote a book on his experience in the Salvation Army days. They screwed him up so bad. Now, they went out and did good works. He went out and fed the poor and, you know, took care of the sick. But Harry Ironside and those in the Salvation Army ended up in the mental institution because they had such a warped view of holiness. They felt that if they didn't get holy enough, they were going to hell. And Ironside, when you read this account by Ironside, it's depressing. You can just sense the agony these suckers were going through. And he's talking about the Salvation Army. I don't know what they're like today, but I know what they were like. And from testimonies of those who were once Salvation Army people. But, you know, Salvation Army. They have generals, for crying out loud. Where is this in the scriptures?
Yeah, they do, don't they?
What is this stuff? I mean, do I thank God for the good works that they're doing? Of course I do.
But,
I appreciate
it. What good works are they doing?
Well, I mean, if they're helping people, I mean, I know they've taken in people, helped out, whatever. It does.
Where does that money go, those bell ringer jingers? What does that money go?
Look,
if it goes to support.
Listen, I'm saying is what I see. When I see people getting something that need help, I'm happy about
that. Sure, I am too.
But am I willing to not say something about the most vital issue when it comes to the false teaching about God?
It goes back to what we said last week, that some people think doctrine isn't important. They only look at their philanthropy and things they've done for mankind in general, but they don't look at how, the gospel of eternal torment has been screwed up. Do I want to throw a quarter into that pot and help them teach the gospel of damnation, the gospel of the hypocritical God who wants to love you unless, you know, loves you unconditionally as long as you love him?
You and I are of the same opinion that I don't give to these organizations.
Right.
I do my own charity. I don't hire out for it. I do my own charity within my own sphere of influence. And it is nothing to do, but the point being is it's such a dumb argument.
Listen to this.
All right, what else?
Listen to this. This is along with our evil music. Bill Gothard, is that how you pronounce that, tells the story of a missionary who had converted a witch doctor.
No.
The witch doctor. The witch doctor overheard the missionary's daughter playing her, quote, Christian rock, unquote. He went to the missionary with alarm and pointed out that the rhythms of his daughter's music were the same as the ones he used to conjure up evil spirits.
So?
I love how you just say.
I'm not understanding what the point is, because there's a beat to it.
Yeah, as if. And, folks, we have told you 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 3 talks about doctrines of demons that have infected the organized religion.
Yeah.
It is the demons that cause people to cast themselves.
But let me ask you something. This man obviously is a churchgoer.
Yeah.
You can't go to a church today without the music. They conjure up the Spirit of God with their music.
Well, they conjure up the spirit of something.
You get my drift?
Yes.
They do the same thing the witch doctor does in a modern church.
Yes.
You get into the worship mode.
Yes.
And without the music, you're not in the worship mode, which is baloney.
You go to YouTube.
It's just as bad as the witch doctor.
It is. I've gone to YouTube and looked up these Pentecostal meetings.
Yeah.
And it is exactly that.
It's not just a Pentecostal. Well, let's not just leave it there. That's just the extreme stupidity. This is in standard evangelical churches. I went to the site of our old friend Kennedy.
James Kennedy.
And there's a whole page devoted to this organ that they have that is probably a couple $100,000 on an organ. A church website, a whole section devoted to an organ. Give me a major break.
Let us tell you about our organ.
Our organ. One guy used to say, since we got our organ, our soul, our church attendance has increased. Well, that just shows you we're doing the work of the devil.
Yeah, that's the work of the devil, not the Beatles,
the
Rolling Stones.
Give me a break.
You know, at least the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and yes, even Led Zeppelin, they're honest. And yet this Christian music is, and especially this organ music, is so hypocritical. The organ puts out wonderful sounds through a pipe, big deal. Again, beats under 120 minutes have been proven to cause hypocrisy.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to Led Zeppelin than organ music. Honest to God,
wow.
I would do that in a minute. I would put on Led Zeppelin 1, 2, 3, and 4 at one sitting. I might even throw in, I don't know, maybe a Pink Floyd album. I hate them too. But I would listen to all those at one sitting rather than sit on a Sunday morning and listen to an organ play. Organs remind me of death.
I know, me too.
Their death, not a savor of life.
It's all tradition.
Ugh.
It's all tradition.
Go ahead.
Have you ever seen that Weird Al?
Too bad Paul couldn't have an organ. Can you imagine how much Paul could have accomplished?
Can you imagine Paul
if he had an organ?
Oh, my gosh. If he'd only had an organ, all in Asia wouldn't have forsaken him.
Yeah.
Why didn't he have an organ?
The church no longer can say today the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, because it's not.
It's the power of the organ.
It's a whole mess. Where else are we going with this? What else does this guy have to say?
You're not going to believe what's coming up. He has one final point to make. He actually has four, and it concerns me. And the website that you warned people not to go to, my website, www.martinzender.com, that website, according to him, my website is the most evil website, and he almost has me convinced that maybe you shouldn't go to it.
So those of you listening, do not go to martinzender.com.
We're going to close with this, what this man says about my website, and I myself might stop going to it after tomorrow.
I would. Flee from the wrath to come, brother.
Flee from the wrath to come. Tomorrow we're going to talk about martinzender.com, the home of evil spirits and demons, and other surprises that not even Dan and I know about. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everyone.